Subject report on Ryan Peterson. Spent entire date talking about Ryan. Yes, he refers to himself in the third person. When he drove me home and I refused to sleep with him on the first date, he urinated on my front porch. Run from this blowhard. Member 121. Need to know admin staff? Confirmed blowhard. Jordan McAdam looked across the conference room table at Ryan Peterson and fought the urge to roll her eyes. An "Oh my God, shut up!" comment begged to escape her lips whenever he opened his mouth, which was every 10 seconds. The guy's personality consisted of being pompous, loud, and loaded. That last one appeared to be his only positive attribute. Not to Jordan. No, she'd dated enough powerful Washington, D.C. types to place the entire metro area in dating lockdown. She'd limit her choices to a pool of males from at least 2 states away from now on. Day 4 in Ryan's presence. She'd confirmed the major complaints about him by the end of the first afternoon, but had yet to find one redeeming quality to include in the follow-up report for her website. When she'd started Need to Know, she'd known the dating world could be physically and emotionally dangerous for women. She never dreamed it resembled an apocalyptic wasteland populated with guys in business suits who possessed zero social skills when it came to handling strong women. After reading the comments website members had posted about their dates, Jordan no longer worried about her relatively solitary existence. If her choices came down to Ryan or that guy Ted, who one member said spent most dates sending hate texts to his ex, or if she had to pick any of Ryan's or Ted's businessmen friends, she'd continue to limit her bedroom activities to Mr. Fancy, her bright purple vibrator. Ryan leaned back in his chair and tapped his gold pen against the lined legal pad in front of him. When he exhaled, his stomach relaxed, pushing over the top of his black belt, which was never a good look on a man, money or not, and certainly not on a 30-something. "The meeting this afternoon is important." As if she cared. She'd taken the temp job to double-check the website reports on Ryan, since they seemed so out there for a grown man. "Yes, sir."
"I need to make a good impression."
He made the comment while he coughed without covering his mouth.
"Nothing can go wrong."
As far as she could tell, the only chance for success hinged on Ryan skipping it.
"I understand."
The rumors racing through the employee cubicles over the past few days hinted at management problems. Something about a silent partner wanting out and money being tight, despite Ryan's bright red, might-as-well-advertise-you-have-a-small-penis convertible parked in the coveted space right by the elevator in the downstairs garage. Then there was the expensive office suite on K Street, D.C.'s Power Broker Row. Ryan sure did like to play the game. He spun his chair around and stared out the 11th floor window to the busy street below.
"You'll need to stay late this evening. Ryan needs this deal done."
There was the third person thing again. In her view, Ryan needed medication. And a reality check. And maybe a few hours with a financial planner before he dragged his daddy's once successful construction firm into bankruptcy.
"Of course, sir."
Ryan grinned at her over his shoulder.
"Maybe you can find us some dinner."
Right, because that was within her job description as a temporary office assistant. No wonder his regular administrative assistant quit 2 weeks ago. From what Jordan could ferret out during coffee in the office kitchenette, the woman, Victoria something, ran from the building after being asked to send yet another morning after we're over email to a woman Ryan managed to date more than one time.